Prior to the creation of the fannery as we know it today, there had been other outdoor fanneries established in the park. The first of these was created in 1908 on Manhattan Island, at the southern end of the main lake. This was planted by Walter Smith, soon after commencing duties as park curator. A proposal for a new fannery was put forward at the beginning of 1918, because plant theft at Manhattan Island had been an issue. Board member Charles Bellringer set about strongly urging the board to adopt a policy for establishing a fannery that would be second to none in the country. He also suggested that the curator's time, given his botanical talents and knowledge, was being wasted on mundane duties and that his skills should be put to better use. Bellringer suggested the area in the gully below the people's stand at the racecourse. This is what is now called Stainton Dell. Bellringer felt this was the most picturesque and ideal spot. Walter Smith reported in October 1918 that preparations for the new fannery were complete, and planting would take place as soon as the fans were received. In 1919, Bellringer, now chairman of the park board, continued pushing for the establishment of a fannery, this time promoting the building of a bush hut to house the fans. The raw materials were available to make a hut, but the manpower was lacking. It was noted at the annual general meeting that a local gentleman had a large collection of ferns that he was ready to donate. Walter Smith resigned in 1920, which probably stalled the fannery project. However, in June 1922, it was reported that preliminary work for shaping and grading land for a fannery had begun. The location was on the banks of Stainton Dell below the racecourse walk, where an area was fenced off and planted. The work was carried out by John Gibson, a prominent horticulturist of Frankleigh Road. In November 1923, a fannery committee consisting of Charles Bellringer, James McLeod, and William Besley were appointed to make arrangements for the establishment of a first-class fannery. At the board meeting of May 1924, the Pukekura Park Board instructed the fannery committee to submit plans for a fannery costing approximately £500, to be considered by the board at its next meeting. The project became financially possible after a very successful Queen Carnival, that netted the board over £1,400. At the following meeting in June, William Besley outlined a plan to excavate three chambers, one in front and two behind. The walls separating these chambers would be 8 feet thick in order to support the glass roofs. The dimensions of the chambers, taken from the roof level, would be 30 feet by 50 feet for the front one and 60 feet by 30 feet for the two rear ones. Terracing of many of the walls was proposed, meaning the area at the bottom of the chambers would be considerably less than that at the top, and the terraces would be planted with the many varieties of ferns. By adopting this scheme, it was hoped to cover the whole face of the walls with a screen of growth, and walks would be constructed in a way that would enable the public to gain the best views of the place. At the same meeting of the board, the chairman Hector Dempsey thanked Mr. Besley for his trouble and stated that a great deal of work had been done by Mrs. Lovell of Howera, to whom the board were deeply indebted. Work on clearing the site started immediately. At the April 1925 board meeting, plans to build the fannery were officially put on hold due to financial constraints. After many years in the planning, work finally started on the fannery construction in June 1926. This was a huge undertaking, involving the creation of three 60 feet by 40 foot grottos linked by tunnels, and covered with glass roofs. The front chamber lay east-west, with the other two chambers behind, side by side, laying north-south. The back chambers were designed to be 10 foot higher than the front one. To start, approximately 12 feet of earth was excavated from the side of the hill, forming a stepped plateau, roughly 180 feet by 90 feet. The topsoil from this excavation was put to one side and later used on what is now the Fred Parker lawn. The fannery was designed by Mrs. Lovell of Howera, who had a similar fannery in her own garden. Raising the rear chambers dramatically reduced the amount of earth removed from the hillside. Approximately 4,000 cubic yards of subsoil was excavated during the construction, all dug manually with spades. The cost of disposal of this material off-site would have been prohibitive. Fortunately, there was a swamp nearby which could be filled. The area of the swamp was raised by as much as 12 feet to form a lawn, subsequently named Fred Parker Lawn. Subsoil was used for the bulk of the land reclamation, which was then top-dressed with the black topsoil that had been put aside. They also decided to form a lakelet with three small islands in it. The dam for the lakelet was formed using some of the excavated subsoil. The excavated material was transferred from the fernery entrance by a truck running on rails. This took the material approximately 100 feet to the dam site. The person in charge of constructing the fernery was Mr. Holmes, of Putaruru. Six labourers were employed, four dedicated to excavation of the soil, one levelling the swamp and one in charge of the truck. Thomas Horton was the overall supervisor of the project, which took about 5 months to complete, sometimes under very trying conditions. By October, the superintendent reported that the excavation of the fernery chambers had been completed as far as it was advisable. The final excavation was done following the carpentry work and glazing. Unfortunately, a delay in the delivery of the glass for the roofs meant that they were not completed until mid-1927. While construction was ongoing, many people went out collecting ferns. The Fernery Committee visited Taranaki Forest properties, especially in the Koru district, Oakura. Messrs. Maxwell and Davies collected ferns on a trip to King Country, Rotorua, Bay of Plenty and Auckland. Many friends of the park from around the country also sent ferns. The fernery was officially opened at 1:30 p.m. on January 28, 1928, with the mayor, Victor Griffiths, doing the honors. The opening was arranged to coincide with the last day of a shopping week, organized to promote the businesses of New Plymouth. Later that afternoon, a floral fete was held in the park, and in the evening a Piro entertainment under the direction of Fred Reed Warchup, both of which were fundraising events. The scheme had cost approximately £1,150. The excavation had cost about £917, while some £50 to £60 were spent in beautifying the surrounding area. The nucleus of the fund was a sum of £500, which was earmarked by the board from the proceeds of the Queen Carnival in 1924. The entire project was provided by public subscription. Around the middle of 1929, a new propagating house was built near the entrance of the fernery, paid for by donations. Also, a rockery was developed and planted at the approach to the fernery. In 1938, a begonia house was constructed using materials salvaged from one of the old glass houses that were part of the Brooklands estate. A new tunnel was excavated connecting it to the fernery houses. The following year, another glass house was moved from Brooklands to the fernery site and used as a propagating house. Along with the glass houses came some of the first orchids to come into the park collection. Other plants such as tuberous begonias and other flowering and foliage greenhouse plants, that had been part of the greenhouse plant collections of Newton King, also made their way to the fernery. In the mid-1960s, Fred Parker donated a large collection of Cymbidium orchids and House 2 was converted to display them. The old begonia house was replaced in 1967 by the Kibbe Begonia House, which was a new steel structure funded by George Kibbe. In 1998, the roofs over houses 2 and 3 were raised and amalgamated into one structure. An extension to the north created a viewing platform overlooking houses 2 and 3. A new entrance was also added to the Kibbe House. The Kibbe House was extended in 2001 and an entrance from Horton Walk was added in 2006, giving wheelchair access to the fernery.